When you think of superheroes, you think of Superman,
yeah,
Batman, Steve. That's right.
Steve.
If you missed the first part of today's Second Date Update, Steve is on the phone with us, and he wants to call a girl named Cecilia. They met on Tinder, they went to an outdoor concert, and as they were leaving the concert, some dude jumped out at them with a knife.
Oh,
Steve then told her to run and ended up fighting the guy off.
Whoa.
But the problem is, he never saw Cecilia again.
Yeah.
After that, she texted to see if he was okay. He said, yeah, and let's meet at a Starbucks. She never showed up to the Starbucks, and now she won't answer any of his texts or phone calls, so we don't really know what's going on. And we're about to call her right now and see if we can get the answer. Steve, are you ready to go?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
Of course, you're always ready.
Steve, I mean, have you thought, like, she did text you to check in to make sure that you were okay, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't really enjoy the date prior to the knife fight.
I mean, she seemed like she was. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at figuring that kind of stuff out. So yeah. It'd be a surprise if she wasn't enjoying herself.
Okay, it'd be more surprising than the guy with the knife.
I mean, maybe not more surprising than that.
That'd be bad if that's the best part of her date. She's like, yeah, it was pretty boring. There was one exciting part, but I don't feel like calling him back.
It's not going to get any better than that.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Cecilia.
This is Cecilia.
Hey, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Cecilia.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm really tired lately. A lot of heartburn lately. I don't understand why, Cecilia. You got any heartburn problems, or is it just me right now?
Who is this again?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Can I help you?
Well, I don't even know if you can help us, but you can help somebody who emailed us about you.
Mm-hmm. Someone emailed you about me?
Yes. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. And you went out to an outdoor concert with a dude named Steve a little while ago.
Oh, God, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about?
Yep. Steve said that he really had a good time with you, and he told us about the date, even the part where you guys got ambushed by some crazy dude with a knife, and then Steve ended up, like, fighting him off. And Steve's wondering why you won't text him or call him back.
Is that really what Steve told you?
Yep, that's what he told us. Does that not sound right to you?
No, that's not right at all.
Wait, are you saying that the knife fight didn't happen, or...
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's way more to the story than he apparently told you, and I would love to fill you in on what actually happened.
Oh,
perfect.
You're heated.
Normally, we have to try to convince people to tell us, but the floor is all yours. What happened?
Good. It sounds like he basically told you what happened, but when this guy jumped out, I was obviously scared of a dude with a knife in the woods.
Right.
And I saw them fighting, so I ran away, and I felt like I got far enough away to be safe. And then I started thinking about Steve, and he was still there with that guy, so I was frantically texting him, trying to make sure that he was okay, and he wasn't responding to me. So I was just freaking out, trying to figure out what to do.
Damn,
Did you call the cops?
Scary.
Like, that's who I would call 911.
No, I didn't call the cops. I mean, everything was just happening so fast, and I was just panicking. So I didn't really, like, think about it in that moment. I just wanted Steve to text me back, and I waited and waited and waited. And when he didn't, I got really worried, so I went back because I wanted to make sure he wasn't just, like, lying on the ground stabbed with no one around him.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
And I walked back close to where it happened, and I see Steve... And I see the guy with the knife, and they're just talking.
Chatting?
Yep, just chatting and smoking a cigarette. They were, like, laughing together.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
oh, my God.
You know, sometimes after you fight somebody, you're like, hey, are we cool? You know, did you pull a knife on me? Oh, we're bros, right? Nice to meet you.
It's a knife.
Yeah, who knows?
No, not with a stranger.
Yeah.
No,
I
agree. It's weird.
So... You think that he set it up? Is that what you're accusing him of?
I mean, I don't know if he set it up, but something was definitely off. There was just something not right about the whole situation. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be laughing with somebody who just tried to attack me with a knife.
Yeah, no, that would make me angry. Even if you were a good friend of mine, you attack me with a knife, I'm probably not going to talk anymore.
Dude,
you know?
What? What'd you do? Did you pop out of the woods and be like, hey, surprise, I'm here too now? Like,
yeah. No. I just kind of put two and two together, and I got really mad and just realized that he was a bad guy and something was going on, and I wasn't being told everything. So I just decided to put my hands up and walk away. I was like, I don't even want to deal with this anymore.
Yeah,
that is
for sure.
Awful to make someone feel that amount of fear.
Yeah,
I was completely terrified. And so when I walked away, Steve finally texted me and was like, oh, hey, like, do you want to meet at Starbucks? And in my mind, I'm just like, no, of course I don't. Like, I don't even know what just happened. So I just didn't respond.
Yeah,
that is weird.
I would love to figure out why he was sitting there talking and laughing with the dude who just tried to stab him.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, cool. Let's do that then, because Steve is actually on the other line listening to this phone call and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, unless he hung up. Steve, are you still there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Cecilia.
Oh, man.
What the heck, Steve? What was that?
I don't even know what to say here. It's okay. Here's the thing. I really, really liked you. I really did. I thought you were really sweet.
Well, are you going into explaining that you are you? Okay, I'll let you explain.
Hear me out.
Okay.
So while we were talking, before we actually went on the date, she said that it's so great going out with someone who's not a muscle-bound douchebag like the guys that she's used to dating. You just seem like a really sweet guy. And so I'm thinking, all right, I've been here before. I've heard that kind of thing before. And what always happens is I end up being in the friend zone.
Uh-oh.
You're an idiot.
And so, well, you could think that, but listen, I arranged for the guy to attack us with a knife. I knew no one was going to get hurt. But here's
Come
the thing.
On.
Here's the thing. I needed to show you that I could protect you. And if that happened in real life, I would absolutely do the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, sure.
God.
It's a lot easier when it's one of your buddies holding a knife than just actually a random maniac.
Yeah. Dude, they're laughing, but that is so messed up. Do you know what you made her feel? Do you know what you put her through?
You know how, like, I felt when I keep getting rejected by women that look like her?
Oh, totally the same. Like, your life is on the line because you don't know how to close a deal in a relationship.
That's disgusting. I was literally telling you that I liked that you were sweet and not like these other guys. So if I don't like those other guys because they did stuff like that, why would I like you doing it?
But you know what that means in woman speak. That means that you're a sweet guy and I like you and I'll never like you.
In woman speak? There's no such thing as women speak. It's all just the English language.
If there's no such thing as women speaking, why have I heard that so many times and just become the friend?
Are you seriously trying to blame this fake mugging on me? Like, I said something and that you're really going to blame me?
No, not you individually, just women in general.
blaming all women for you setting up your friend trying to stab.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
No, you are so lucky you're on the phone right now and not in real life.
Well, according to Steve, he'd be able to protect himself against you. So.
Oh.
I mean, here's the thing. What are you supposed to do if a girl thinks you're weak? You got to stand up and show her that you're not. And, you know, I couldn't depend that somebody would just accidentally mug us.
Just hope for a mugging.
I never said you were weak, Steve. This isn't an episode.
You said you'd only dated muscle-bound guys. What was I supposed to think?
Maybe that it didn't work out with those guys, and I'm looking for something completely different.
Yeah, and just because those guys have muscles doesn't mean they're weak. Like, the strongest men I know are actually comfortable with who they are and don't have to prove anything.
I'm comfortable with who I am.
No, you're not! You are setting up muggings in the woods because you don't think that you're a strong enough man on your own.
I do. I know I'm a strong enough man. I wanted to show her how strong I was.
You're so confident, man. Steve. Like, have you done this with other women before? Like, set up fake mugging?
Oh.
No, but you know what? None of the other girls I've ever dated kept throwing at my face that I'm not muscular enough for them.
What?
I was never saying anything like that. I was answering your questions about what my exes were like.
Now, because women don't say what they really mean, they've always got subtext.
Steve, you are disgusting. It blows my mind that you think that you have to do this kind of stuff to impress girls.
You know,
okay?
It blows my mind that you don't get that women want a strong guy.
You don't get that. You don't get what women want.
Seriously, dude, stop with the mansplaining. Yeah, mansplain us what women want. Is that what you want to tell us, what we want?
Cecilia, I think I know what women want, and women want another date with Steve. Would you like to go out with Steve? On a second date, we'll pay for it.
Maybe you could go on a date with that fake nice guy. I'm sure you have a lot to talk about.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't want to go out with me again.
What in the world makes you think that I would ever, in my mind, think about saying yes?
I mean, I'm being honest with you.
Oh, my God. He really doesn't get it, Cecilia.
That's the most delusional thing anybody has ever said.
Yeah.
You know what? The most delusional is the fact that women always say they want the nice, funny guy, and then they never go for him.
Oh, my God. They just don't go for you, Steve, because you're crazy.
Sure.
It's not nice to set up a fake mugging.
Even if it was fake, you didn't know it was fake at the time, and I never even got a thank you.
Good point. Well,
doesn't thank somebody for saving their life.
Shut up.
You know what, Steve? I think you're the one who dodged a bullet on this one.
She's rude.
Yeah, she is rude.
Oh, my God. You guys are awful.